listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Overseas in the US, there's a desperate search underway for six people after a container ship crashed into a bridge, causing it to collapse. They'd been working on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge at the time of the impact. Here's President Joe Biden talking to the media about the incident.
Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
Job website Seek is showing Tassies bucking a national slide in job ads. Its February report shows a small growth, with applications per ad also increasing. All other states and territories saw a drop. Peak bodies within the car industry are backing the federal government's watered-down new vehicle efficiency standard, which enters Parliament today. If passed, strict emissions limits will be introduced for new cars, but not utes and SUVs, following industry pushback. Industry expert Bevan Guest is backing the change.
We think they've landed on a great compromise, and similar to the energy market, there needs to be gradual change to ensure that there's time to adjust, and we believe that the standards as they're set now achieve that.
There's no evidence of anyone bulk buying Tassie Devils memberships, according to the newest AFL club. They've signed on some 170,000 founding members in just over a week, sending their bumper sticker machine into overdrive. They say, though 80% of members are Tassie-based, they're spread out across 46 different countries. And what could be the most controversial door of all time has just sold. The Bassa wood prop that held Rose above the water in Titanic was just purchased for $718,000. To sport now, and Key Blues Jacob Wietering and Jesse Motlop are available for Good Friday against the Kangaroos. However, ball winner Sam Walsh is still at least 2 weeks away from returning from a back concern. Bulldogs recruit Nick Caulfield will be sidelined for 3 months after injuring his shoulder on the weekend. And St Kilda midfielder Brad Crouch will miss a month after hurting his knee in the VFL.